You read about the five categories of projects. I feel that every project fits into one of these categories pretty clearly. When I'm first starting a project, I want to understand what category this project is in. When I know the category, I have a sense of how important this project is relative to everything else that is happening within the organization. This helps me understand how difficult or easy it is going to be to manage it. I also have some insight into the personality of this project. This helps me understand how I may need to adjust my project management style to the specific needs of this project. I can start thinking about the tools and techniques I may need to use to be an effective leader with this team. Let's start with lights on projects. These are projects that we do because something is broken. Lights on projects are highly disruptive, which means that they are going to require me to pull resources from other projects and from operational activities. Generally speaking, people are not happy to be working on lights on projects. Team members don't really want to be working on fixing something. It's not necessarily fun and rewarding work, and it is disruptive. The managers of my team members are not happy because their operational work has been disrupted. The project managers of the other projects my team members were on are not happy because their projects have been disrupted. I find these projects to be very tense. They're very anxiety-driven, angsty kinds of projects. Everyone wants to know how the project is progressing and when the problem will be fixed. And for a lights-on project that takes months to finish, that can be a very long, anxious, unenjoyable time. With a lights-on project, I know that I will need to communicate very clearly and very often. I most likely will not have a lot of time to do solid project plans, so I need to be able to delegate clearly. I also know that because my team is not going to be excited about the work, they may be working a lot of additional hours because of their other responsibilities. I know that I will need to support my team, encourage them, and help them juggle their multiple priorities. The next category is compliance. A compliance project is very similar in personality to a lights-on project. It is a project we do because we have to in order to comply. These projects tend to be less disruptive because we typically have some advance notice of the project. We have some lead time before the project is due. Compliance projects can be easy to manage because we have an engaged sponsor making sure it is a top priority. Like a lights-on project, it isn't necessarily a whole lot of fun. When I'm managing a compliance project, I know that I will be creating a detailed schedule and carefully managing any changes to it. Scope will be clearly defined and tightly managed because we have to complete specific things by a specific date. The team is not going to be as stressed as on a lights-on project, but they are still going to need to be supported and kept engaged in the work. These projects are about scope and quality, so not much room for creativity. We're going to skip sustainability projects momentarily. Foundational and strategic projects can also be very similar to each other. They can be fun and exciting. They will require adjustments to my project management style. Foundational projects, the ones we do in order to complete some pre-work for a strategic project, will require me to be very focused on quality. If we're not careful, these projects can develop an attitude of, we'll fix it later. There is such excitement for the strategic project that it can be difficult to keep the team and the sponsor focused on finishing the work of this project. I will need to keep the team focused on finishing things, including the scope to which we all agreed. Strategic projects can be fun to do. I think of these as the t-shirt and mug projects. Everyone gets a t-shirt and a mug when we start. These projects are highly visible and everyone wants to be a part of this project. These projects have an engaged sponsor. Sometimes they have multiple engaged sponsors. You will have a lot of stakeholders who want to be involved in the project in some capacity. That means that strategic projects are all about stakeholder management and broad communications. Decision making will be more complex and will take longer. Strategic projects require a lot of scope control and really flexible and adaptable planning. Since this is a strategic project, we may not know all of the work we need to do. We may not know how long it will take us. That means that my project plans have to be flexible enough to accommodate new scope items and inaccurate estimates. The last category is sustainability. Sustainability projects are the ones that we do because they make sense. We're maintaining and enhancing something that already exists. I find sustainability projects to be the hardest ones to manage. It can be very hard to come up with a compelling reason for this project, let alone one that makes it more compelling than all the other sustainability projects. My job as project manager is to get my team doing my work, opening my emails before they open anybody else's emails, doing the work I need them to do with the best brain power that they have before they do everybody else's. Now, if I'm managing team members who are on a number of different projects, I have to convince them my project is the first one they should do, above all their other projects, above their organizational responsibilities, above whatever else their manager has given them to do. And that is hard to do. If I have team members who are involved in a lights on project, I am not their top priority. I am also not their top priority if they are involved in a compliance project, especially when the deadlines are approaching. The reason is that organizationally, these things will beat out my sustainability project. If I have team members who are involved in strategic or foundational projects, I am not their top priority either. My sustainability project is not fun, new, cool, or exciting. There's no t-shirt. So I find that these are the hardest to manage because they're not going to be my team members' first priorities. They might not even be my sponsor's first priority compared to everything else going on organization-wide. So to get my team members' attention to work on my sustainability project, I need to focus on them. I need to get them engaged in the project, and I need to keep them motivated so that we do this work and we deliver the results, and we do it in a timely way and a quality way.